Project SAFE presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Athens Stars, Saturday, March 25th at 7 p.m. at the Classic Center. Joining me in the studio today, Dr. Rebecca Vanderplaats, past star and current member of the production team, and Wingate Downs, longtime associate photographer and a star of this year's show. Thank you for coming.
Thanks so much for having us.
You bet. Thanks. Let's start with Rebecca. Can you tell us about the event, Dancing with the Athens Stars? 10 years is a big deal. I think a lot of people in town know about it, but let's suppose I don't know what that is. Can you give us a description?
Sure. Dancing with the Athens Stars is a dance show like no other. 10 teams of local stars matched with dance instructors compete on the big stage at the Classic Center, mm-hmm. and they're competing for judges' favorite and audience favorite awards. Mm-hmm. And this year, there is a special reunion dance exhibition of past performers, and Joan Pretty, the executive director of Project SAFE, is finally getting out there to dance as well.
Okay, who are the judges this year?
This year's judges are Tanya Dugas. She's a ballet dancer and also a member of TSAV. Tanisha Cole from the East Athens Educational Dance Center, and Ladarius Thomas, who's a veteran Dancing with Athens Stars instructor and UGA employee.
And you said this is a combination of judges' votes, but also audience votes. How does that work?
That's right. Audiences can vote online and at the show. Each vote is $1, and whichever star or team of star and instructor racks up the most votes will win a prize for the audience favorite.
Wingate Downs, we're going to shift to you now as a longtime associate of the event. By that, I mean, it's my understanding you've been the unofficial or the official photographer. Correct me on that one.
Perhaps both. I heard Joan speak about this project and volunteered my efforts just doing the photography. Mm-hmm. And it has been a wonderful ride.
What are these events like for you as a spectator?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's energetic. It's inspirational. They pull people from disparate areas of the community that have different little niches, people, contacts that they can pull from. And most of the people that actually perform are not people that one would think of as dancers.
What is it like for you now as a performer preparing for this event?
Well, it's a lot of fun. My minor at the University of Georgia was theater, so I'm not uncomfortable on the stage. However, I never thought that I would be a dancer. I was always in a chorus, and so this is interesting. What I've done is shifted to my emphasis on raising money, because mm-hmm. as Rebecca mentioned, there are two different facets to this thing. You can win on stage, and you can win with the money you raise.
So it's my understanding, too, that votes are already being cast.
That's right. The Project SAFE website is already open, and you can vote for your favorite team. You can vote for multiple teams. Mm-hmm. The Project SAFE website is project-safe.org.
Can you talk about Project SAFE a little bit?
Sure. Project SAFE is a nonprofit organization that works to end domestic violence through several ways. They do crisis intervention, they offer ongoing supportive services, systems change advocacy, working with the legal field, and prevention and education in the community.
Dr. Rebecca Vanderplaats, Wingate Downs, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Dancing with the Athens Stars takes place Saturday, March 25th at 7 p.m. at the Classic Center. The event benefits Project SAFE, a nonprofit that works to end domestic violence through education and support services. To hear the full discussion with Dr. Vanderplaats and Wingate Downs, check out our podcasts on our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carden.